Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
The weekly segment with Rob Bollocks, where we examine this wacky and unusual
planet, what
we live on. Concerning world we live on.
It's very concerning, isn't it? Well,
hi, Rob, by the way. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Hi.
No, how are you doing?
Oh,
all good? Good. Right. Okay. Now, a lot of people have asked me to talk about this, and we've actually...
You're not one to usually bow to public pressure, Rob.
Nah, but I've got to get this one out of the way. I was going to talk about it before. We have spoken about it off air, and it's ghosts.
That word again.
Ghosts. I would have said, ghosts, don't believe in them, the end. But I talk about some real crazy stuff here, and I thought, you know what? Let's give it a try.
That is Rob Bollocks 2018 right
exactly,
there.
Exactly. Let's investigate it. Let's not be closed-minded about it. So...
just how wide did you open your mind?
Oh, pretty wide, actually. Sure. Pretty wide. I'm not going to be talking about ghost incidents and stuff like that because there's so many of them. I'm going to talk about the whole thing of what is a ghost.
I can tell you that. A ghost basically looks like a sheet with the eyes cut out.
Like Casper.
With some sort of shackle with a cannonball tied to it. And maybe... if you, I don't know how advanced your ghosting is, you get to rattle some chains, but mostly it's a
okay, yep.
That's a ghost.
That's a ghost. What about you, Leonard?
Well, I don't know. I think...
you look like you've actually seen a ghost today.
Yeah, you look like you're holding something back.
Maybe... I don't think I've seen a ghost, but I've
we're in the business of honesty here.
To be fair, I have friends of mine who believe in ghosts very thoroughly, very, very sure about it. They've seen them. But I've never seen one. Okay.
I think there's an argument for people who believe in the spiritual plane and ghosts.
I don't know where the noise comes from. That's a movie thing, right?
Why is it a sheep with the eyes cut out?
Well, I think a lot of every culture around the world has got their spirit things going on. And did you know, like Americans, 43% of Americans believe in ghosts. That's not surprising, really. They're idiots.
Four times as many as they've got passports.
Yeah. The idea.
Shout out to Americans.
The idea that the dead remain with us in spirit is an ancient one, appearing in countless stories from the Bible to Macbeth. Well, there you go, straight away. The Bible, rubbish. Macbeth, he wrote a good story. None of it's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the thing is, though, something's inspired those thoughts, Rob.
It spawned a folklore genre of ghost stories.
Well, maybe because there were less people on the planet.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a way of sounding like, you know, you weren't such a lonely old miserable by yourself. I'm there and a ghost appeared to me.
With a lot of cultures, it's like you've got the spirit and it looks down on you. So it's good for the living people to think, oh, you know, like Uncle George or whatever.
But why is it that they all, why is it so prevalent that they look down?
Well, because apparently you go up to heaven.
That seems to be a common
thing. I don't even want to talk about...
escalator or something like that.
I don't even want to talk about God and religion because that's another thing that would last 30 seconds because I don't believe in that either. Right. I'll get really angry here. People have claimed to communicate with spirits for ages. In Victorian England, it was the in thing for proper posh ladies to hold seances. Like in their parlours and that. Ghost clubs dedicated to...
like I said, there wasn't heaps to do.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Especially if you're loaded, you just sat there and just had to pounce around and...
Victorian age, there was a lot of stuff going on. And in America, during the late 1800s, many psychic mediums claimed to speak to the dead, but they were later exposed as fraud by sceptical investigators such as Harry Houdini.
He was a kick-ass skeptic, actually.
But the thing is, it hasn't made any difference. Now, I'm just going to put a spoiler alert. This is what I think about them. This isn't BFM's stance on it.
Sure, sure.
But I hate psychic mediums. They're still doing it now. There's a show on TV, I can't remember what it's called, and they're just... shame on you for coming up with that shit about things that have happened. Seriously, how do you sleep at night?
Do you think that there's got to be some of them that really believe that that's... the
Oh, you'd hope can. You'd hope so.
But the thing with
they can't always be shysters. I'm saying they can't all be shysters, but they, you know, some of them must really think they can. They must, and because I'm a massive believer in intuition. And just,
I think you can. I mean, a lot of them have been exposed, and you see how they do it and all that. But my big thing is with the ghost thing, is if ghosts are spirits of those whose deaths have been avenged, why are there unsolved murders? If these people can talk to them, why doesn't the spirit go, it was him?
Yeah, I mean, to play devil's advocate, Rob, maybe it's the lifestyle and the spirit world is, we think we live a fast-paced lifestyle. Super hectic,
they
super
don't
social
grass
media.
Anybody up,
oh
is
no,
it?
Just that, just so much going on, they barely have time to think. You know, so
it's like it's just, I can't, it's just, I've, I can't, got, I've got 3:15
I've got,
today,
I've got a haunting there and this and that, and I'm supposed to be at a séance here, and you know, I'm not sure whether I've got to learn their language or just, you know.
But to me, every claim of ghosts raises a logical reason to doubt it. Now they say ghosts. Are they material or aren't they material? Can they move through things?
Here's the thing.
If they can, how come they can throw things at people?
Poltergeist. Very popular poltergeist not that long ago.
Yeah. You know? But then if they're supposed...
How's it popular now?
If they're supposed to be like human souls, why are they clothed sometimes? And why have they got inanimate objects? Why'd you get trains and
cars? If you lived in a really, really tiny like student flat, you're almost certainly not going to have a poltergeist there.
No.
Because what poltergeist in their right mind would want to exist in a tiny little sort of 2 metre by 2 metre squalid thing with game, someone gaming in the corner.
But when I really got into it, this I've got to read this out because it shows I actually do research. Some researchers claim that reasons ghosts haven't been proven to exist is that we simply don't have the right technology to find it or detect the spirit world. But this can't be correct. Either they exist and appear in our ordinary physical world and can therefore be detected and recorded, or they don't.
There's millions of things that we can't detect or record.
What?
Like dark matter. We don't know what that is yet. We don't know what's inside an atom apart from the nucleus and the... There's a lot of space in the world, a lot of weird... And I actually got a story for you about a meteorite that landed in Russia that had some new metallic compound that not even the metallic compounds that they've gone, oh, that's from outer space. This is a brand new super duper metal one.
There you go. Bro. See, we're bored with ghosts already because now we're talking about meteors. That's how boring this.
Well, that brings me to the dinosaurs, and that's the theory. The dinosaur ghost thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, so do your dogs have ghosts? You know, your beautiful little Bichon Frise when it eats the wrong, you know, shellfish down at the beach by mistake. Then when you're taking it for a walk after it's been to the dog groomers, it dies. You know, does it have a ghost? We can feel the ghost of the Bichon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But does that mean that all animals have ghosts? Does that mean the dinosaurs have? Because there were millions of them.
Yeah.
And they were massive. And do they still lumber about? You know?
That could answer a lot of unanswered questions.
But this is the thing.
This will be my last
thing. Far be it from me to just, you know.
If ghosts are real and they are some sort of yet unknown energy or entity, then their existence will be discovered by scientists through controlled experiments, not by weekend ghost hunters with Geiger counters and other rubbishy ghost hunting stuff.
So tell us about your TV show want to do.
But now I'm going on to this. If there's anybody out there in BFM land that knows where there's ghosts, got ghosts in their house or whatever.
This is the thing I find really out of it, is that there will definitely be somebody out there going,
Me and Maria, Dr. Maria, who normally does the DVD review, will come round your gaff and we will film it and do experiments. It's going to be called Ghost Gaff. That is my pitch.
Get a trademark on that, Rob. You've got to
get that name up. What are some sort of experiments that might work without thinking, you're not allowed to copy ones off Ghostbusters.
Well, I think it's got to be really scientific. When you watch like that Ghost Hunter show, which has been on for 2 decades now, they've yet
it's like that Sasquatch
anything.
Show. It's like squatching.
Yeah, they've got these machines that just go up and down and make funny beepy noises. If you want to do it proper scientifically, which is what I'm going to do.
So I'm saying here, mower ghosts. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, exactly. And you get fish ghosts.
Do you get fish ghosts?
Well, I don't know. Do you?
And are they ghosts? Do they exist in schools as well?
Exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Or do you just break apart your social, you know, just live life differently? Like a mountain gorilla suddenly goes, I want to live like a caterpillar.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see what a caterpillar. Caterpillar.
So yeah, I don't know. It's a sort of subject that there's so much going on about it, but At the end
feel
of
free
it
to call in 309-3879, by the way.
There hasn't been one definite piece of evidence, really. So there you go.
Very popular still, though. You know, it's like
of course it is. It's part of our culture.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's the sheep with the eyes is still really funny, I reckon.
What is? What? Yeah, but that's I bet you that's from like someone like Shakespeare or someone like that. That's where you get the idea of a ghost woman in the chains. And
well,
all
Rob,
that.
I'm impressed you coming in with all this research about something you don't believe in whatsoever.
Well, no, you have to say
journalism.
You have to say a fair crack. You know what I mean? And all the way through it, I was quite pleased because it just shows it is rubbish, which I already knew anyway. But I like to give something a fair go. Do you know what I mean?
If you have got any thoughts you'd like to add to Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve this morning?
Or you want me to come round your gaff and film stuff, ghosty stuff.
Just ghosty stuff.
No, just ghosty stuff, yeah. I can make you something to eat as well. I'm quite a good cook.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it the right to be eating, though, around the supernatural?
Well, they must get hungry.
Yeah. They don't, do they? See, this is the thing. Is there ghost food? Who knows?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Is it like a ghost? Oh, my God.
When you eat your dinner, does your dinner become
a piece of lamb?
Exactly.
No.
Could all be time travellers, though. That's another thing.
There is that.
Didn't think of that.
There is that, Joe.
So that's it. No more ghost stuff. Money and the shame of life.
Smoking crack with an old Navy SEAL in the DEA and a loaded automatic just to blow me all away with the dog drinking liquor from a hole in the sky and a picture of a picture throwing pitches at a guy. He had a problem with his sister and a 3D cups and a brother with a shovel just to shake it off.
Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks.
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.